وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله we have the class from the book كتاب بلوغ المرام chapter 6 مسجدس باب المساجد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ببناء المساجد في الدور. أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ببناء المساجد في الدور وأن تنظف وتطيب. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والترمذي وصحح إرساله. ناري عائشة may Allah be pleased with her, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam order that the masjids be built in residential districts and that it be cleaned, it be clean and perfumed. Reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi, the latter considered at Id Mursal, missing link in the chain after the Tabi'i student of a companion. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قاتل الله اليهود اتخذوا قبور أنبياء مساجد. متفق عليه. وزاد مسلم والنصارى. ولهما من حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها كانوا إذا مات فيهم الرجل الصالح بنوا على قبره مسجدا وفيه أولئك شرار الخلق. نار أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may Allah curse the Jewish. They have turned the graves of their prophets into masjids. They have turned the graves of their prophets into masjids. Agreed upon. Muslim added and Christians. Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha means Muslim added Christian means the Prophet he cursed both the Jewish and the Christian for turning the graves of their masajids into the grave of their prophet into masjids. Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha in Al-Bukhari and Muslim that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a pious person amongst them, meaning the Jewish and Christian, die, they used to build a place of worship and prostration on his grave. In the same hadith is, those are the words of creatures. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيلا فجاءت برجل فربطوه بسارية من سوار المسجد. الحديث متفق عليه. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن عمر مر بحسان ينشد في المسجد فلحظ إليه فقال قد كنت أنشد فيه وفيه من هو خير منك. متفق عليه. نارى أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent an expression of horseman who come back with a man, they then tire him to one of the pillars of the masjid. وعنه narrated Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه Umar came over Hassan while reciting poetry inside the masjid and looked at him sternly. Then he, Hassan, said, I used to recite poetry inside it, meaning inside the masjid, in the presence of one who is more pious than you. Means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم agree upon. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سمع رجلا ينشد ضالة في المسجد فليقل لا ردها الله عليك فإن المساجد لم تبنى لهذا. نارر أبو هريرة الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever hears man carrying out in the masjid about something he has lost, he should say, may Allah not restore it to you. May Allah not restore it to you. For the masjids were not built for this. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رأيتم من يبيع أو يبتاع في المسجد فقولوا لا أربح الله تجارتك. رواه النسائي والترمذي وحسنه. أن الله أبو نار إلى أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said if you see someone buying or selling inside the masjid say may Allah not make your trading profitable. Say may Allah not make your trading profitable. Reported by النسائي. And at-Tirmidhi and the later grade it Hassan means good. So in this hadith that nothing is wrong with to tight a disbeliever inside the masjid. That's not disrespecting the masjid because it was done at the time Prophet Muhammad. Also, nothing is wrong with to make poetry inside the masjid because Hassan radiallahu anhu lived in front of the Prophet inside the masjid. Also, that it's not allowed to carry out in the masjid about something lost. And whoever does that or sell or buy, then dua should be made against him. That Allah doesn't return it to him and that he doesn't profit from his trading. وعن حكيم بن حزام قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقام الحدود في المساجد ولا يستقاد فيها. رواه أحمد وأبو داود بسند ضعيف. ناري حاكم بن حسن حزام رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said neither the prescribed punishments nor retaliations should be executed inside the masjid. Reported by Ahmad and Abu Huraira through a weak sanad chain. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أصيب سعد يوم الخندق فضرب عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيمة في المسجد ليعوده من قريب. متفق عليه. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها on the day of Al-Khandaq, battle of the trench, Sa'ad was injured and Allah's Messenger ﷺ pitched a tent for him in the masjid to visit him from a close distance. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسترني وأنا أنظر إلى الحبشة يلعبون في المسجد. الحديث متفق عليه. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها he said, I saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the door of my house, screaming me while I watched some Abyssinians meaning Ethiopians who were playing in the masjid agreed upon. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها أن وليدة سوداء كان لها خباء في المسجد فكانت تأتيني فتحدث عندي. الحديث متفق عليه. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها one black slave girl had a tent in the masjid and she used to come to me and talk with me in my house. So this hadith shows that nothing is wrong with a believer to live inside the masjid, whether it is wounded like Sa'd or whether it is that woman. Also, nothing is wrong with to exercise inside the masjid, like the Abyssinians, they did it. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البصاق في المسجد خطيئة وكفارتها دفنها. ناري لأنس رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said spearing in the masjid is a sin and expiation is burying it. Spearing in the masjid is a sin and its expiation is burying it. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم ساعة حتى يتباهى الناس في المساجد. أخرجه الخمسة إلا تلميذي وصحابة من خزيمة. ناري الأنس رضي الله عنه الله is messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the hour judgment day will not come until people boast means to each other with the construction and decoration of masjids reported by الخمسة except الترمذي أن ابن حبان قرير صحيح من authentic. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أمرت بتشديد المساجد. أخرجه أبو داود والصحابة ابن حبان. ناري ابن عباس رضي الله عنه الله is messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said I was not commanded ما أمرت نعم ما أمرت بتشديد المساجد I was not commanded to build beautified masjids reported by أبو داود and ابن حبان greater in صحيح. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عرضت علي أجور أمتي حتى القضاة يخرجها الرجل من المسجد. عرضت علي أجور أمتي حتى القضاة يخرجها الرجل من المسجد. رواه داود والترمذي واستغربه وصحابه من خزيمة. ناري أنس رضي الله عنه الله messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the reward of my ummah followers were shown to me even a peck of dust a man takes out of the masjid. Even a peck of dust a man takes out of the masjid. Reported by Abu Dawud and al-Tirmidhi, the later greater is gharib, having a single narrator. And Ibn Khuzaymah greater is sahih. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. اتفق عليه. ناري أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه الله is messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said when one of you enters the masjid he must not sit until he prays to rak'ah agreed upon. This hadith shows that it's not allowed to spit inside the masjid. It's not allowed to spit inside the masjid. And trashing the masjid. And the expiation of that is to bury it or remove it. And also in the hadith that on the day of judgment, that people will boast, means each other, with the masajid, with the beautification and the construction of the masajid. And that's what's happening in our time. Subhanallah. Also in the hadith, that Prophet Sallam said he was not commanded to beautify masajids. The point of masjid is not beautification, it's rather to worship Allah in it, to seek knowledge in it, to remember Allah in it, to learn the religion, to pray in it. Also Prophet Sallam mentioned in this hadith that the deed is the reward of his ummah were shown to him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even what's being taken out from the masjid of a peck of dust. Also, the last hadith that it is recommended to pray two rak'ah before you sit in the masjid. Wallahu alam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.